The Roger the Wild Child Show is brought to you by our friends at Prism Design Company. Are you looking for a cool new logo for your business? Do you need some graphics for your new website or blog? Our friends at Prism Design are a premier graphics design company that can handle all your needs. You can find Prism Design Company on Facebook or contact them directly at 618-534-4291. All the great graphics on the Roger the Wild Child Show are brought to you by our friends at Prism Design Company. And now, the hottest new celebrity interview show in the universe. It's the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Let's get this party started! Ready, set, go!
On the air everywhere.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It's time for another exciting edition of the Roger the Wild Child Show with your host, Roger the Wild Child, along with musician, producer, and real estate investor Darren Sheff and former Playboy Playmate cover girl and centerfold Deborah Driggs.
Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Starts right now.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
Hey, it's Sunday night. Happy Sunday, everyone. It is the Roger the Wild Child Show. How are you guys all doing today? I am here with Darren Sheff, and Imogen is here filling in for Deb.
I am not Deb, that's for sure.
Okay, so we're getting feedback.
Wow.
That's not you. That's Darren.
It is?
This time it's you.
It's you.
What the heck? I was trying to start this thing up being weird, and now I'm really weird.
Yes. I'm just hearing the show.
Why can't we hear now?
You're fine now. You're fine now. Okay.
God, you guys just tripped me out like I just took a bong hit or something. That is the weirdest thing in the world. Anyway. That is just flipping me out. There's my buddy Don Joseph, man. Don Schwartz and Don Joseph's in the house. Yeah. Don.
There we go. They're talking at each other. Hey, Wild Child family. Don Schwartz is here. Deborah is not. Wherever she is, she has no internet and no cell service. So she's like panicked and like, I can't do the show tonight. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So Imogen came in and joined
us. I got
to
say one thing. I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to, because this is some important news. So we were joking around about my brother Todd. Where is Todd McCracken? Right?
Right.
Remember Imogen?
Yes.
Yep.
So
yep.
Todd, I got a hold of, okay. So it was like Thanksgiving. So I got everybody around. So I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, laughing with my brothers, and we're going, hey, we need to do a podcast, which we now call Toddcast. Because Todd's going to, he's actually, and Monica, you'll love that. She's from Point Loma too. But so Todd's going to be involved in this. So it's going to be me, my brother Jason, my little brother Lauren, my brother Todd, and my mother. So imagine you're going to get
your mother.
My mother. Yes. She's going to be, you want to hear some stories and you want to hear some crazy stuff. And you don't even inhale that shit, do you? You just like smoke it and hold it. You don't blow the smoke out or anything. And that's what's incredible. It's just kind of like,
that's how it smokes.
I'd be like, friggin'
she's
like taking 10 gnarly hits. So anyway, yeah, what else is happening? So anyway, I love it. It's like, where's the smoke go? Jesus Christ. Anyway.
So we're going to do the Sheff family reunion.
Mm-hmm. And my mother's going to be on, because you really want to hear shit that nobody's ever heard. You want to hear stories that nobody's gotten, especially out of my brother Jason, because they ask the same questions. But my mom will have some fun stuff to talk about us, just more personal stuff, which would be great. And it'd be fun. And how she helped him get his career off the ground as a,
of course, you know, we want to hear all about it.
Yeah, but it's the zaniness, it's the craziness that's going to go down. That's going to be insane. But anyway, so okay,
I'm just going to sit back and let the chefs all talk, and then, you know, and
If anybody, we'll talk. She'll smoke, and you be quiet, and everybody will be everybody will be cool. Look at Don Joseph. He knows. He was my little brother Lauren's best friend in North Hollywood. He's saying, "Twisted stuff coming up, Linda." Yeah, my mom was married 9 times. Remember that, okay?
Nine times?
Yeah,
wow.
she's got
me beat.
Those are just the husbands. The boyfriend list is long, but
oh shit!
But she's got a book out there called "You Can't Marry Them All" and other Hollywood stories. Linda Roberts. So it's out there. Anyway,
not the lack of trying. She put in the effort.
I said, Mama, it should have been "You Can't Marry Them All," even though I tried. But see, her Hollywood, her Hollywood stories are incredible because she worked with like lots of big, gigantic people and actors and was a program manager. So, but anyway, so on to the show, kiddies.
On to the show.
Hold on. I'm wondering something here.
Yeah.
With your mom being so well connected and so fruitful in the marriage department, is she the woman of legend whose number appears on every bathroom stall?
You know what? Is that you that's been calling her?
Yes. Oh,
my mom's 84. She is a little kinky and shit, but
she is spry.
You know, if you're into the MILF, if you're into the MILFs, the granny MILFs.
The G-MILF.
The G-MILF.
Oh my god. The filth, the G-MILF. Yeah, good Lord, granny porn. Good Lord. You know what? She did show up at Thanksgiving with a guy friend. And he passed the test. He was in there. And then my 19-year-old daughter showed up with her boyfriend, who I'd never met. And I thought, oh, boy, I got a double whammy. I got my mom.
Did you have a shotgun with you, or what's going on?
No, I just looked at him condescending and just pointed at him. Hey, you, come over here. Sit down. No, I didn't know that. He was actually a nice guy. He was in the army. I was like, wow, this is great.
You know anyway. What? As long as he didn't leave with your mom, you're clear. You're good.
Trust me. My daughter was probably thinking the exact same thing. Like, oh my God, what's she going to say to him? That is funny. And you know what? My mom was here. She'd be laughing her ass off because she probably was perving out on the dude.
And you know what? If your mom left with your daughter's boyfriend, I would high five her and buy her a drink just for pulling that off. Like, that's impressive. That is the stuff of legends.
Unreal, guys.
Sadly, there is.
He deserves all the high fives.
Hey, listen, when you hear "and other Hollywood stories," trust me, that's not too far from the realm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, anyway,
we have a great show lined up today, guys. We have, on that note, we're going to bring on Cassie Joy here in just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. She was on one of the finalists in season 12 of NBC's The Voice, and she is a Nashville recording artist. And so we will bring her on and talk about her story and some of the things that is near and dear to her heart. And we're going to talk about the music, and maybe, just maybe, she'll play for us live on the air. Who knows? We'll play that
little
game.
That would be wonderful.
You know, we ask every celebrity or every artist that come on, do you have a guitar right next to you? And, you know, what are the chances of them having one? I don't know. We'll ask her and see if she does. Or she just may just do
It's a small world after all.
All right, guys, let's roll into weather. Are we ready? Let's get Frankie on here.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman.
Who?
Frankie.
Who?
Frankie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frankie McDonald.
What's up, Frankie?
I'm doing great so far. Sydney, Nova Scotia had around 140 millimeters of rain. Last Tuesday on November 23rd, they had so much rain in Sydney, Nova Scotia. It had a lot of flooding on Townsend Street and around the Cabot Street area and in Washbrook. It was flooded the other last week. It was so much rain because an lingering cold front and a storm stalled. And a cold front stalled, drove all the cold air all the way down Florida last week. It's going to bring lots of rain all across the eastern United States this week. It's going to bring a lot of rain to the west coast of the United States, west coast of Canada. Sydney, Nova Scotia is getting a lot of rain tomorrow night. It's going to bring heavy rain, high winds tomorrow night right here in Sydney, Nova Scotia. And New York City is going to bring rain too. And Florida's getting cooler temperatures. And Ontario's getting a lot of Alberta clippers and snow squalls and things like that up in southern Ontario. And those and Vancouver, British Columbia is going to get a lot of rain. And a lot of Alberta clippers will be coming from the mountains. Will be dipping all the way down to Ontario, eventually eastern United States and things like that. There's a lot of rain hitting for Japan this week too. A cold front going through Japan as well. It's been a lot of rain in Africa lately, in places like in Uganda, Congo, and all these places, they're bringing a lot of thunderstorms. And South Africa is getting warmer, and they're bringing a lot of rain in Venezuela. They're bringing a lot of thunderstorms in South America, like Brazil, because there's a lot of thunderstorms going on right now. And India's monsoon season came to an end. They're bringing a lot of stormy weather in Western Russia and Eastern Europe, including Poland, Finland, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Netherlands, France. Bring a lot of rain and snow in UK too. It's been a lot of rain in New Zealand, South Island, parts of South Island. The weather's getting warmer in New Zealand because their summer starts on December 21st in Southern Hemisphere, like Invercargill, New Zealand, Christchurch, Dunedin, New Plymouth, Hamilton, Gisborne, New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand, Hawke's Bay, New Zealand, Napier, New Zealand, Nelson, New Zealand, and all these places, including Wellington, New Zealand. They're getting hot weather very soon. Down in New Zealand, Sydney, Australia, has been a lot of thunderstorms. So Brisbane, they're bringing hail, including Springfield Lakes, Australia.
Awesome, man. That's a lot of weather going on all over the place. What about East Tennessee? Anything going on in there, do you think?
Then the weather's warmer and colder, fighting each other in East Tennessee as well. And places like in Egypt is getting a lot of cooler, a little bit cooler weather now. Siberia is getting much colder, like Magadan, Yakutsk, Cheetah, Irkutsk, Krasnoyarsk, Norilsk, Russia, and all these places. They're getting extremely cold weather right now. And places like in Libya, Algeria, they're getting cooler weather there right now. And places like in Chile Desert, they're getting really hot weather because their summer starts on December 21st. They're getting really hot weather in northern Chile. It's a desert there.
Got a question for you, Frankie. You know, here in the United States, we celebrate Thanksgiving. We have turkey. Did you have turkey on Thanksgiving? I know you're up in Canada.
My Thanksgiving's on second Monday in October every year.
Nice. Well, and what do you eat? Do you eat turkey?
Turkey, potatoes, carrots, and broccoli.
Hey, Frankie, since we're on the subject of turkeys, how does a turkey sound, by the way? Roger, how does a turkey sound to you, by the way? I'm just curious.
My God, these are endurance turkeys.
I know, right?
Yeah, it sounds like my mom, right?
Imogen, give us a turkey sound.
You should be able to
gobble, 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 gobble.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
Gobble, 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 gobble. You get.
Okay,
I have a quick question for Frankie. Frankie, you said that there's thunderstorms in the Congo. Is that correct?
Yes, the thunderstorms against an atmospheric river in the British Columbia West Coast.
Okay, very unrelated areas, but I like where you're going with this. So in the Congo, lots of thunderstorms, lots of lightning. So if a gorilla gets hit by lightning, can we eat it?
No.
That's it. Just no. There's no reason why. Just no. You don't touch that gorilla.
Okay. Well, I also have a question related to BC. I'm glad you tied BC into the Congo, because on the subject of lightning struck gorillas, we've got all this flood. have a lot of flooding.
And there's a lot of rain. That means that they're adding out the same banks and atmosphere for British Columbia again because of the chance of flooding.
we've got a lot of flooding going on. A lot of roads have been washed out. Have there been any sightings of Justin Trudeau surfing in any of these?
Somebody did a Photoshop.
There's a lot of Photoshop of him surfing through the destroyed areas.
Oh, is that right? I love it.
Oh, God.
Here's your beautiful areas that you've.
To be fair, I feel like I should explain something to our American viewers here. We had a day of recognition where it was, can't remember what it was actually called right now, but we had a day of recognition where it's sort of like a remembrance day specific to our Indigenous people. And on that day, Justin Trudeau's to-do list, his public calendar said he was going to be in office all day, but he was actually surfing in Tofino. Yeah.
Look at Frankie, he's loving this.
So the photos of him surfing in Tofino are it's a real big middle finger to him for ducking his responsibility. So while we're having a lot of flooding, whole areas, farms are destroyed, areas are completely isolated due to roads being washed out. And Trudeau is nowhere to be seen or heard from.
Some of those cows are still alive. They're completely isolated. Some of those cows are completely isolated and farm animals.
There are some survivors, but we've actually had something that's not really covered too well because it makes our governments look bad for, I don't know, it's the weather. It's nothing to do with our government. But there's been a lot of farm animals have been wiped out. It's pretty bad.
That's sad. That's horrible.
Another one.
It is pretty horrible, but that's kind of the fun of the Photoshop of our prime minister surfing in these destroyed areas.
And that explains what that is all about. So if anybody sees it on Facebook and they're like, what the heck is Justin?
We had some really beautiful memes going around on Thanksgiving of Joe Biden. Those were fun too.
I know. Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day with a turkey on a platter. It's like, oh God, that was hysterical.
You know what? Our respective leaders are absolute effing comedy. Like they're just they're
so are ours.
Yeah,
people choose these sides and they try and put them up on a pedestal. They're all a bunch of freaking weirdos, and they should be mocked. Every one of them. I don't care
how
you lean, what side you're on. It's fun. Laugh about these idiots, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There's a lot of humor in it. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, Frankie. Thank you so much. Wrap us out.
Best of luck to you. I'm Frankie Dunn. You're listening to Roger the Wild Child Show.
Frankie, the weatherman. Frankie, the weatherman. Who? Frankie. Who? Frankie.
And that's right. You can check out Frankie McDonald every Sunday night. He opens our show and does the weather for us in the beginning. So, and he's always got animal noises that we just start mocking him with.
Those are good. Imogen, you better get on your shit though with these noises. You're really like slacking. Your first one, man, the Chihuahua crow was great. I love it.
Nothing can beat that. That was a fantastic fail.
Yeah,
that's what made it so good. It was great. All right.
So we're going to get on to our only guest. All right. So let me go ahead and play this video real quick, guys. Here we go.
And guide her through the night with the light. From above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, my refrain, God of America.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I'm only crying a lot.
Oh, that was so much fun, wasn't it? That was like last weekend at the Kansas City Chiefs Dallas Cowgirls, boys game.
Yes.
The Chiefs won too, didn't they?
We did. Yep. Oh, well, starting to look better.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're coming back, aren't they? I mean, are they still hurting?
Took a second. Some of the dubs were ugly, but a dub's a dub in the end. And, you know, I think we're kind of getting our stuff back together finally.
That's awesome. That's yeah. Awesome. Poor, what's your quarterback's name? I'm drawing a blank.
Mahomes.
Yeah. Mahomes. Yeah. I mean, for as great as he is to come out in the season, man, just it's like, whew, man. I mean, that guy's like, he's the elite at such a young age, man. Just those past couple seasons coming back and are playing the way he did. It was like, but this is it, man. You know, you get these kind of games and it's like, dude, this is what you're going to really, this is it. This is reality. Not every game's a freaking home run, you know, not every performance is a home run. Home run.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah.
You know what's, you know, it's awesome to have you on the show. I'm so excited. You were in season 12 of The Voice. You were in one of the finalists. You started your career when you were like 5 years old. People just think that, you know, you were on The Voice and that's when you know people recognize you. No, it went back all the way back as you were a little toddler on the stage. And now you've got like over 350,000 social media followers now, and how many million views of your videos? Wow, a star is born.
Yo, it's so crazy. Even still hearing those numbers and everything, I'm just so incredibly grateful that people even want to listen to me, watch my videos, you know, keep up with all my crazy antics. So we've been just really fortunate with some really good fans.
Awesome.
So tell us about how you started. I mean, let's talk about Cassie Joy, 5-year-old girl. I mean, where were you performing? I mean, what was it? Talent shows, stuff like that, or what were you doing? Pageants?
Yeah. So actually, there's not really much musicality in my family other than me. And so I was 5 years old. I found this cassette tape at my parents' house of "Angels Among Us" by Alabama. And on the other side, there was an instrumental track of it. And I didn't even know what that meant at the time because I'm 5. And I, you know, start playing it in the old cassette player. And I know. And, you know, realized that was karaoke. And I was like, man, I want to, you know, do that. And, you know, brought that idea to my parents.
Cassioke.
Like, yeah. And they were like, why? You don't sing and we don't sing. And what are you talking about? And they ended up letting me do this talent show and it was really bad and they kind of hid embarrassed in the back and I loved it and, you know, just haven't really left the stage since.
That's amazing. And now let's fast forward a little bit. You were one of the finalists in season 12 of The Voice. Blake Shelton says there's no stopping Cassie Joy. Wow. Just to have him say that about you.
Yeah.
That's just an honor. I mean,
I know it's like the most important sentence I've ever heard in my life. Like it just like, I need it tattooed on me. I'm cool.
You are cool. So Cassie, let's talk about, your music. What made you decide, you know, that you want country as your choice of genre?
I'm going to credit that to my mom. Both my parents are extremely supportive and always have been with my music, but my mom kind of took on the momager role. So she managed me, most of my life growing up with music. And so it was kind of always just whatever opportunities were in front of us. And anything that my mom could find that she could get me involved in, whether it was pageants or talent shows at the mall or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the main one that she was finding were these Midwest Opry circuits. And it's where you go and sing classic country music. The audience is, you know, mainly retired folks that want to hear, you know, Patsy Cline and Brenda Lee. So that's kind of what I grew up singing, were those old classics. And I think that's, you know, kind of why that's still, you know, the yodeling and everything. I still have a lot of classic roots.
That's such a beautiful thing too, servicing those seniors and bringing back some memories for them through music. You know, it's like, yeah. I've seen it done here in Nashville through a bunch of my friends that go into these places, and boy, you couldn't be of more of service to people that are, you know,
it's
senior living and different places like that. It's like, it's great. I've seen the faces of them, you know, with different people that I know that go in there, and I've been in the rooms with some of these people, and it's mind blowing, man. It just brings so much to these people.
Yeah. Incredible. Music can do so much.
Somebody's got a question there. Do you like Hank Threads? Hank Three?
Yeah. Negro Donis on Facebook says, do you like Hank Three? Him and Johnny Paycheck got me into country.
Oh, I love that. Yes, I do. I love all the classics. Wasn't it Johnny Paycheck that sang the Take This Job and Shove It?
Is that who that did that? Yeah.
I feel like that was Johnny Paycheck.
I ain't working here no more.
You know what? You guys are gonna find this strange, but you know who got me into country?
Who
Billy
did?
Idol. Billy Idol.
What?
I'm just teasing you. They're like, really? What? How did he do that? Rock the Cradle of Love. That's why. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
So yeah, you mentioned Patsy Cline, and I know that she is a huge inspiration to your music, and I know you've done some covers of Patsy.
Yeah, I've been singing all those, you know, classics my whole life, and then one day I think I had makeup on, which isn't a normal occurrence, and I was like all ready to go like out to the club or something, and I was like, while I'm dressed up, because this never happens, I think I'm going to film myself doing this Patsy Cline song. And I wasn't even performing it at my shows yet or anything. I just decided to like karaoke superstar style it. And then it like went viral. It was the most random thing.
How many views did you get on that one?
I think it's got like 1.3 million on Facebook.
Oh, and wow.
Then it's pushing a million on, oh no, it's got 2.1, I think. And then it's pushing a million on YouTube. So I've yet to get that million over there on YouTube.
Nice. You know what I find really interesting? That you and your husband, Brian, bought a bus, and you live on a bus with your two dogs.
We do. Yeah. Yeah, that happened right before the pandemic. So hilarious. We buy a tour bus and then it's like, nope, lockdown. but we're really big about just, you know, figure it out, make it worth, build right. your own path if you need to. And I mean, I really feel like we did great in 2020, all things considered. We ended up taking the bus on a campground tour because camping was kind of one of the only venues open where people could go. And so we'd go all around the South and do that. And people could just honk their bus horns instead of clapping. They would all just stay distanced. And so it really like worked out in a weird way, because I don't know what we would have done if we didn't have the bus.
Right. Instead of paying a mortgage during the during COVID, you just paid for gas.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is also expensive. But yeah,
yes. It's just
nice to be able to, you know, home is where we park it now. We can be anywhere the music takes us, and it's just opened up so many, you know, new paths that mm-hmm. we can take and have our dogs with us.
That's cool. What kind of dogs you got?
This is Danny Boy, and he is a Chihuahua Pomeranian. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Tuna Fish. She's oversleeping in her beanbag chair. She is a Pit Lab Cattle Dog Boxer Rottweiler.
Wow.
I'm that dog mom. I had to get the DNA test.
Perfect. Nothing wrong with that.
I had to know, like, we would be guessing and Google imaging. We're like, oh, that's probably what he's mixed with. And we were so off on both of them. So I always highly suggest it.
So Don Swartz is a friend of ours, who, a regular viewer of the show. He manages some artists in Nashville. He said, hey, Cassie, how's your touring schedule looking with the pandemic still hanging around?
Yeah, we have actually, this was my first weekend off in probably 6-7 months. So we have stayed super busy. We kind of, I think it was out of desperation. Like, we just said yes to every single gig because on these mm-hmm. uncertain times, you just never know if you're going to get gigs in or if you're going to get a bunch and then they'll just stop and something will, you know, happen again. So we just said like, yes, 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 yes. And mm-hmm. then said, oh crap, later once we looked at the map and we're like, wow, that's a lot of windshield time.
Yes, I, a lot of road tripping, definitely, for sure. And I know that you adapt to like the community, and I know that Imogen wanted to talk to you about some things that are near and dear to you. So, Imogen, you want to ask her about some of those things?
She already has been in that chat, but go ahead.
Yeah. So, looking at your website, you have a lot of different charities listed. Specifically, I'm seeing Craig Morgan Foundation for Foster Children, Autism, Pediatric Cancer. How did you get involved with so many different charities?
My main thing is animals and kids. It's the ones who can't speak up for themselves. You know, I think helping the helpless is the most important thing. So I also have a degree in early childhood education. My whole family is full of teachers, and my mom owned a daycare. So I've always just been really into children's education and just, you know, kind of hanging out with kids because I'm still basically a child myself. And then animals, I am obsessed with dogs and animal rescue. That is a huge thing for me. And so anytime any of those organizations ask me, I always say yes if I can.
Oh, very cool. What was the first one that you got involved with?
Children's cancer research with Children's Mercy here in Kansas City. There was a cattle baron's ball that I got to be a part of with Jared Neiman, which was super cool. Then I think word gets out that, you know, these are kind of my causes that I lean towards. And so those opportunities just kind of come to us, and we're super grateful to get to, you know, be a part of it and, you know, just help spread the word about good stuff. Mm-hmm. Need that.
Very cool. Incredible. That's super awesome. So before, like when they first asked me to come on the show today, I Googled your name. And have you ever done like a Google Bandy search where you just kind of see what comes up?
I did. I actually Googled myself the other day for something and I can't remember. Something really weird came up, but
I'm wondering
maybe it's what you're about to bring up.
I might be looking at the same thing. So I found a website that is a Cassie Joy Wikipedia type entry, but it's not Wikipedia. Under education, it says Cassie Joy completed their high school education with good grades in the university. So,
wow.
So I feel like this was translated into like, I don't know, German and then into Latin and then into English.
Yeah, something got lost along. There's a Taylor Swift TikTok for you. It got lost in translation.
So under relationship, this one's great. It says, now at this moment, Cassie Joy relationship between them remains strong and there are no signs of complications or problems. They also have a mutual love and affection for each other.
And here's the biggest one that we found, that your net worth was $88 billion.
Whoa, we went up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, we Google my net worth all the time because it's so hilariously
ridiculous.
Off. Like,
it's insane.
One time there was some like words thrown at me on Facebook. I mean, people in the comments were getting so
are
mean.
You privileged?
Because somebody like Googled my net worth and it was like, you're worth $5 million. I'm like, where? These are from Walmart.
Right. You're like, I'm in my freaking van with my husband and two dogs. It's like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think I'd want a house? Right. I mean, a van down by the river.
Down by the bay.
Yeah, the net worth thing always cracks me up. It's like, especially if you know something. You know,
somebody's hiding your money from you.
Check in with the accountant.
Yeah, which is basically my mom. It is a joke in the house that, like, she's gonna Leanne Rhymes me.
Yeah. Britney Spears you too.
Yes.
Right.
Gonna do a conservative ship on you on top of it.
Yeah.
That got lifted recently.
It got lifted. Right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Britney doesn't have to shave her head anymore to try and, you know, alleviate that. I mean, I think it's awful. I actually had a friend here in Nashville that had that happen to him, and it was just a brutal, awful thing for this poor guy. I don't want to get into the whole thing. Well, you know what? It happens out there, and so we just brought it up. But anyway, be careful about those people you entrust with your, I don't know.
Dude. Yeah. Okay, so another
entry. Hey, it's your mother, man. My mom, we can trust my mother. I'm talking about the people, your mother.
Everyone trusts your mother.
Yeah. We all love Linda, okay?
Be quiet to keep that a secret.
I have never met Darren's mom, but I really actually want to now.
You're going to meet her when she comes on the Toddcast.
The Toddcast. Yeah. Todd McCracken.
Yeah.
Okay,
Hashtag, where is Todd McCracken?
Under how tall, weight, and body measurement. Cassie Joy stands at a well height with good body measurements and also has a fair body weight to match height.
Fair.
But it doesn't say what. It's just like, it's good.
Fair body weight to match height. Well, thank you. At least that was a compliment. Fair.
I'm proportionate.
Yeah.
The things you learn about you, Cassie Joy.
Yeah.
Well, they and none of me, I didn't really learn anything. It was just
more like, of the same info.
Specifics. Just know there's no problems
in your marriage. Yep. It's according to some random person. Things are good.
Teresa Sabin on Facebook asks, Cassie, do you write your own music?
I do. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, everything that I have released on Spotify and all the places have been my own original music that I wrote, except for the Christmas album and the cover album, but all the other stuff I wrote, Dan. I write by myself quite a bit, but I co-write as well anytime we're in Nashville and can kind of take time off the road.
Do you have a guitar right next to you by chance?
I do.
Oh, good luck finding a musician who doesn't have their instrument on.
There's two more in this area.
Awesome.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Wow, Sergeant Carter. Yeah. And she grabbed that guitar and the dog got up. Man, the dog's ready to groove.
Right?
Yeah. No, he does not like my singing.
Oh,
it's
really?
The weirdest thing. Yeah.
Oh,
he
leaves.
He especially doesn't like yodeling practice. It's a problem.
Oh, yeah. That would be something else.
See, I'm impressed by the yodeling. Like, I love yodeling. I mean, I don't yodel.
Can you try for us, Imogen? I want to hear your attempt at yodeling.
No.
Please.
No.
Please.
No, okay. After two shots of tequila, then yes. But there's within arm's reach. Anywhere around here. It's in the other room, and it's at the neighbor's request that I don't stock tequila because they don't like yodeling at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I love it.
Heaven forbid you do that. So before I ask you to sing, earlier we had Frankie on the show, and we were all doing turkey sounds. So I'm going to challenge you to do a turkey sound for us.
Before you do, though, before you give it up, you heard all of ours, right?
I did.
Were any of them remotely close? I mean, none of us are going to get our feelings hurt if they weren't.
Yeah, I feel like yours was pretty close. I mean, actually, I can't really think of what a turkey sounds like in real life.
Well, what would you do if you thought of one in real life? How would it sound? I mean, it's the stage is yours.
I love it.
That's great, man. That's the turkey bath.
That's her keep bubble. I think she had the best one, to be honest with you.
Way more terrific than at least two of us.
You know what?
Two, but I'm definitely one of them.
This girl can get up and sing in front of a football stadium, but you put her on the spot with a turkey thing. It's just like, they're in the headlights. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What are they asking me to do? It's like, sing. But yeah, sound like that. Oh my God. Anyway,
what would you like to sing for us today?
Well, I could do a little of my blind audition song, or I can yodel.
Ooh, yodel?
A little bit of both.
Yodeling.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to sing. Sorry, we're all chirping and talking. Let me talk. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, you don't have to do a whole song if you don't want. Some people just do a verse, chorus, if something, go into something else. It's up to you. If you want to do the whole song, you can do it.
Okay. Here, move the remote.
I went across to Switzerland, blew all the yodelers be, to try to learn to yodel with my yodelody. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day. Met a yodeling gal up and my little sister Sally. She taught me to yodel, yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-yodel-
That was awesome. Oh. Your dog went bananas.
Sorry,
you know, I want to try.
He's like, you literally just said, I hate yodeling. And then you do it right to my face.
Oh, he got up and was moving around. You know what I wanted? You know what I really wanted to try during that, but I didn't want to mess your performance up. I really wanted to just kind of like keep her audio going, black her out, and me sitting here going, and, you know, like it was me doing the singing, you know what, but was her voice, you know, me just pretending to lip singing, like, wow, that dude can freaking yodel, man, and listen to him.
Linda Langford on Facebook says, love the yodeling. Now, is that a family member of yours?
That's my mother-in-law.
It's your mother-in-law.
Yeah, Linda. And that profile Linda. Picture is my sister-in-law, Annie. She's a wiener dog.
Aww.
Oh, Annie, it's a little sausage dog, as they call him, ever in London. You go to sausage yep. dog night. Right.
That's Bry's okay, little cute. Sister.
Yodeler from way back. Aw, that's cute.
Look, so cute. I love them.
That was really incredible, really.
Thank you.
You know, that was just even more exciting than a song. Like
right. It was just fun.
The yodeling thing. It's like entertainment. It's great.
It's my party trick.
Yeah.
Hi, that's Linda. Perfect. How are you?
Linda. Look at the dog.
Linda and I went nearly viral. It has like 10,000 views, but we did a Thanksgiving TikTok the other day and I posted it on Instagram. It's like, Linda, you're the key. It went crazy.
Linda.
Guess what my mother's name is?
Is it Linda?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that.
I love it.
Anyway, that's great that she came in. Linda.
Linda Langford, people. Say hi to Linda, everybody. Say hi to Linda.
Everybody say hi to Linda in the chat.
Everybody
okay?
Say hi to Linda. Blow it up. Throw an R on there if you're from New York. Linda, how you doing?
So how did you and your husband Brian meet?
We went to high school together. But we didn't really connect until I was graduating from college and saw each other at the local watering hole. And as I do, I saw a person that I knew from high school, which was Bry. And I, typical hid. And it's like, I don't want to talk to someone I know from high school, you know, that old chestnut. And in doing that, I brought attention to myself. And then he saw me, came over and talked, and the rest is history.
Awesome. You've been together for how long now?
It'll be 10 years in January.
Wow. And now he manages you.
Yeah. He'll kill me for saying this, but music was the only class that he failed in school. And now he's like full on in the business.
I swear to God, this is no
fine. Fine.
I failed music too. I swear to God, I could not grasp the numbers. I mean, I can play just about anything with my ears. I got feel, I got groove, but I cannot grasp. I can't get past 4/4 timing. You know, everything else is fractions, and it's, I don't think of music anyway with numbers anyway. It's all internal, you know, but
right.
Some people sit there and can read it, you know, and just as stiff as a board, but it's like, thank God that wasn't my thing. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know a lick of theory.
Yeah, I don't either. I just figured out, I've just learned this is the E string. This is a high E string. That's about as far as my theory goes.
Yep.
E, A, G, D, you know.
Now, I know that you and your husband do yoga together.
Hmm. I wouldn't say we do yoga together. Ryan was forced into doing yoga with me for a video, and we were broken after it was, but so worth it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. I don't have it pulled up, but it was hilarious just seeing you guys together, you know, doing your yoga thing. I mean, you guys work well together. It's just, I mean, you guys are married, you guys work together, and you guys are in a bus 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
I mean,
we see a lot of each other.
You do. So, but it's working though. It's working for you guys, and that's amazing. And
yeah,
you know.
We just are so lucky. We just get along so great, and we work really well together. I think, you know, him being the mega business side, and he comes from a sales background, and he's very smart in, you know, in that area and everything. And then I'm more of the like, wah, and creative and weird. And so I think we like really balance each other out.
Compliments. Yeah. Good compliments with each other.
Yeah. And he does such a good job with booking my shows and, you know, building relationships and everything. And that is something that I am terrible about. And, you know, I was trying to book myself and talk myself up. And I'm like, I'm okay. I don't know. And,
come to Boise, Idaho. I'm in the Northwest. So feel free to come on this way if you guys want. I know you're getting ready to do a show in Wisconsin this weekend, right?
Yes. Yep. We're playing in Delavan, Wisconsin at the Belfry Theater.
Nice. You're there. You're there Friday and Saturday night. And what other?
It's actually Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, is it? Okay. My bad. My bad.
So.
Okay. Okay.
Hey. Yeah. Check it out on the website.
Yeah. I just like laughing. He blew it. I'm just kidding. Just teasing.
So what do you do
to warm up? You got guys go ice fishing or something weird like that, and then you go do the gig after you ice fish or something?
Well, no, we just basically eat all the cheese. I'm all out. We're definitely foodies.
Oh, yeah, Wisconsin cheese, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I do have some kind of weird warm-ups. I've got one that that I was given by the voice coach that I got on The Voice.
Who was the voice coach?
The coaches. Her name was Tamara Beatty.
Okay.
And she was amazing. I was having some vocal issues when I went on to the show. I had never really had lessons before. And she whipped my butt into shape and then let me have the MP3 of the warm-up. And yeah.
What she have you? What was the thing that she was trying to help you with?
So my voice used to sound like a cricket when I would go up into my head voice. So I could never really sing like soft songs or slow songs because I could only belt. I didn't have that other register.
Yeah.
And she had me start singing through coffee straws. So I just go like, with those. And that elongates and focuses your vocal track instead of blowing it up. So you're letting your chords connect, not to get all. Into
I it. Know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't, but I love it. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it's good to know. I've seen other people, you know, do that same technique, you know, not many, but you know, I just saw somebody do it recently. As a matter of fact, Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts had that straw.
Oh, somewhere. Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a game changer for me.
Yeah. Well, so then you're okay.
Go ahead, Darren.
Now you go ahead.
Okay, so
what I wanted to tell you was
So let's talk about Blake Shelton. How was that? I mean, how was the relationship between you and Blake? I know you were on Team Blake, but I mean, your one-on-one encounter with him and just being able to be in his presence and, you know, and so forth, and like him or putting you on a pedestal. I mean, just, I mean, amazing. And you deserve to be on that pedestal because your voice is amazing. But how did you enjoy being around him and the rest of the co-hosts?
It's the same feeling she gets by being here with you. I mean, you know,
it's the same. Okay,
you right. shouldn't even be asking a question like that. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
It was awesome. It's still, you know, a whirlwind, and I'm still always like, oh my God, why did I say that? That was so dumb. Like, I totally blacked out. And, you know, one thing that a lot of people don't know is you don't really get, I don't know if I got any off-camera time with Blake. So the cameras are always rolling. It's very, very fast paced. It's you know, be on your game and the next person, let's go, time for lunch. So it's, you know, it's hard to really like take it all in and grasp. Like, you are talking to like Luke Bryan or Gwen Stefani. It's, I mean, it's a total like blackout moment. I'm just glad it's filmed.
Or Roger Gardner for sure.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I know.
But you sitting there. I can be. I know. I get it. But you sitting there and all four chairs turn around. What were you feeling at that moment?
Total disbelief. I mean, because I honestly did not think I would even get one chair turn. I didn't know if the yodeling would work. And there's so much talent in these shows. Wow. And, you know, you hear these really confident people who are like, you know, spitting out these jokes and stuff too. And then they're doing all these trills and it sounds amazing. And I'm like, woo! You know, like, I don't know if this is going to work, guys. And it did and in the best way. And it's still just really crazy to wrap my head around that that was me.
It was you.
To do something so different, it's always really risky to do something so different. And since, I mean, you don't hear a lot of people yodeling, and it's such an underappreciated thing. I mean, clearly, as you've shown, like, it can be an amazing and extremely musical and very beautiful thing. But so something so different, it's, if they don't know how to, you know, observe it, if they don't know how to hear it, it's not going to land.
Right, right. Time,
being so different will make it stand out so much. So the risk versus the reward, super cool.
Yeah. And that one, again, I have to thank my mom. She was the one that said, try out with Blue, you know, show them the yodeling. And I'm like, no, probably not. Like, how about Christina Aguilera? And then one time I went into an audition and did a Melissa Etheridge song that had never come out of my face hole before. I just, another blackout moment. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But she said, just try it. And so I did, for the first, there's three or four rounds before you even get to the blinds. And then for the blind auditions, they pick your song. So you don't have control over any of the music that you sing or what you wear or, you know, any of that.
And how did you feel about that?
Well, I got very lucky. I was one of the only people who they chose one of their previous audition songs. There were a lot of contestants who were like, I'm a rock singer. Why'd I get a Kelly Clarkson song? Or I've never heard of this song before. And, you know, it's, there's a lot of backstage stuff.
I bet. Yeah.
You know, what's really crazy too, is that you took the risk with the yodeling song, and it went off so well, it's almost like I got to top that now with a real song and sing. I mean, that would try to trip me out a little bit. Like, wow, I was kind of just like having fun here with something goofy. And that went over like, freaking, you know what I'm saying? Like, now I got to sing for these people, man. Like, wow.
Yeah. So that's why I brought that other yodel song into the sets. And to be honest, like Blue, I don't really count that as like technical yodeling. I mean, it's voice flipping and stuff, but it's not like Switzerland top of the mountain Price is Right yodeling.
Lederhosen. That's Germany.
Okay, Cynthia Renee on YouTube has asked, why did you pick Blake?
Isn't it the other way around? I'm messing this.
Well, so once a coach turns around, then you have to choose. If you get more than one, then you choose whose team you're on. And I always knew I would probably pick Blake, but honestly, it was really hard once it was like I have a buffet of celebrities to choose from. Like, didn't prepare for this moment. And, you know, their arguments are pretty compelling. But I went with Blake because he always seemed like he helped out his artists a lot, even after the show. And then him obviously being in the same genre as me and, you know, kind of knowing my lifestyle as a touring artist.
Makes sense.
In country. Yeah. So that's where I went.
So what is your plan for 2022? Okay, so you're on this bus. Are you got more tours lined up coming up? What are you planning on doing? And I know you got a new song coming out, or it's out now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, so I released Census Fail a couple months ago, and that's an original one that I wrote. And then, yeah, you just reminded me, I have a Christmas song coming out December 3rd. Mm-hmm. And so that one's out for pre-save right now on my website, so you can get that one and be the first to hear it when it comes out. And then I do think we're going to slow down a little bit on shows, just because that is all we do is just go, go, go. And I haven't had a lot of time to, you know, be creative and just sit and write and kind of, you know, disconnect and decompress. So I think we're going to try to, you know, get back to Nashville and stay for a hot minute at least. Okay. And so hopefully, you know, just more new music releasing and wing it. Perfect. Go from there. Who knows?
Can you sing one more song for us?
Yeah. I can do.
Just don't upset your dog.
Yeah, right?
He's sleeping.
Well, so this is Namaste. This, I released it at some point in this year. I don't even know what time is anymore. But Danny is one of the first things you see in the music video. He got to come to the bar, and it was not his first time in life's the bar. All right, so here's Namaste.
I get the dog, you get the fancy whiskey, but we agreed to split the bar up 50-50. For me, it's all right, 'cause it's a Friday night. And I get the first and third of the month, so it's my ride. Until you all tried in my life side, low-key trying to pick a fight. I could wish you well, walk away, be out, namaste. But now I'ma stay right here and drink this beer. There ain't nothing but divine for you here. You can turn around, 'cause I'm not walking away. Now I'ma stay right here, finish this beer, so you can go ahead and disappear. If you're thinking I'm a buckle boy, bye. Not today. It's not namaste.
With a little snippet of Namaste.
Some pipes.
No kidding.
Yes, she does, kid. You're right. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that one's on Spotify, anywhere you get your music. It's a good, it's about, you know, a custody battle, but there's no kids or house. There's the bar and the dog. And, like, who's getting the nice top shelf whiskey that we got as a gift, you know, all that.
Yeah.
The important right. things.
Right. Love it. Right. You can keep the, you know, the bowling ball and the grandma's china, but I just want my truck, you know.
Yeah, and the dog.
Right. You can have the
The important tax, stuff.
You can have the taxidermy stuff. You can keep all that. Yeah. I just want my truck.
So Cassie Joy, thank you so much for taking your time and joining us. Definitely I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Obviously you were with family and so forth. Enjoy the rest of your tour. We are looking forward to see what Cassie Joy has for us for 2022.
Casey Lynn Joe, man. Yeah. Don't you know? Casey Lynn Joe.
Yeah. There you go. Darren started his yodeling. Here we go.
Yeah, that was my best attempt. Anyway, that was awesome having you on here. Thanks for coming on. And I'm in Nashville, so if you ever get to Nashville, come. I have a historic feed mill that I bought. I'm going to plug it shamelessly. It's called the Nolansville Feed Mill. I renovated it. It's an old country market. It's South Nashville, off Nolansville Road.
Nolansville. Oh, great.
You go to nolansvillefeedmill.com and you can check it out from online and go, I'm going to go see Darren. I'll be there. You guys cruise up in your truck, I mean, in your bus. And
Yeah.
Everybody do the horn.
All right, Cassie Joy, thank you so much.
Bye, yeah, Linda.
Thank you guys.
Bye, Linda. Linda.
Bye, Linda.
Or Linda. Langsford.
Say hi to Brian for us, and hopefully we'll see you next year. And hopefully we'll have you on our holiday show on December 26th.
Yeah, sounds good.
Awesome. Hopefully if the scheduling works, we'll bring you back next month.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All righty.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye-bye. She's like a Southern belle, isn't she?
She really is.
She is, yes.
Sorry, I'm really digging the whole living in a bus thing. There's something really fun about that. And I'm just kind of wondering how long with self-driving cars becoming a little more prolific, I'm wondering how long until we hear country songs about a car leaving. Someone crying about their car leaving them. Running through the
Tesla. I mean, when you think about it,
off with a Tesla.
All these country songs about trucks, man, it should be living in a bus.
I know.
Right?
Warning the loss of your...
Hey, if you don't want to hear me cuss, I'm living in a bus. Anyway,
hey, we got a song going. He's going to run a new song.
Don't you make no fuss. Or I'm going to cuss because I'm living in a bus. Now, don't you take that idea.
Anyway. Hang on a second. I'm writing that down right now. Hang on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got totally lost on Instagram last night looking at like just car videos and stuff. And then this one came up that I ended up watching like 20 bloody times in a row. And it was just this reel from like some fucking car lot. But the way that it was shot was just the timing of the light flash, the music and all that stuff. It was hypnotizing. I don't know why, but apparently fucking Curtis Wong car guy does some hypnotic sales videos.
Oh gosh.
I know. It was the dumbest thing. And I'm like, this is for a car lot. Why am I watching a video for a car lot? I'm not buying a car, but suddenly I was looking at Buicks and going, maybe I want a Buick.
Do you like Buicks?
I actually do. To be fair, I actually do. I fucking love Buick.
I'm a Ford guy myself.
It's good that you can admit it. A lot of people wouldn't admit that. Yeah, I'm into Buicks. I'm into the Sabre.
Okay. I drove a Buick Century for a long time, Century. And the fun thing about it is, it looks like a ghost car. So, I'm on the highway, and everyone is suddenly doing like 10 below the speed limit because they think I'm a cop driving a fucking Buick Century. I love it.
She's fucking sitting there bonging up after that. The whole car is loaded with smoke. Well, it's not loaded because she inhales it and doesn't blow.
It's like Cheech and Chong. You know, roll down the window and it's like smoke puff all out the window.
Okay. What did Don Joseph say? It was the back masking that got you.
It had to be.
Call in for 1 second. He's a lunatic. Do we have 2 seconds for this guy to call in and say something crazy?
I don't. I'm sorry. I already disconnected the phone line.
Oh, Don, you got to come in there next time. Next time. Don Joseph, the next one, you got to get in here and call in. Look at her, man. Look at that. That's like a real pipe. Look at that, man. Like,
it is.
That ain't no freaking cherry flavored freaking, you know.
No, that's a real pipe. This one is the other one. I've got three pipes that I've been using tonight.
Look at that.
That's pretty cool.
I know, right?
I love it. And I guess it's even cooler when you're stoned, man. Look at that weird.
It is.
Of course it is.
That's like, and then you drive it. Look at that. One,
I know. It's a little gecko.
It's a gecko.
Yeah, it's a little lizard.
Oh, cool.
So
do you get stoned before you buy that and appreciate it, or do you appreciate it more after you're stoned? I'm just curious.
Oh, I go in sober. I know what I'm looking for. I want to make an educated selection.
So was it the sensimony and red hair on the skull one, or was it like, some new hybrid?
Okay, the skull one was actually, that was a present. That was a gift. That was like someone blindsided
from
me.
From who? Is it a secret?
I'm not saying.
Okay.
But it was a
there was a present. It was a present from a friend a little while ago who had like, I don't know, came across a crap ton of pipes and whatnot. So basically it was some schmuck trying to unload a bunch of stuff he didn't want.
Oh yeah. But, the parking lot. Hey, I had a guy do that to me one time, man. I was walking through this parking lot and I'm, you know, I'm a pretty big dude, man. This guy came, that looks like me on meth. but this dude, man, he saw me walking through this parking lot, man. All of a sudden he had this like huge box of like candies. Yo, big fella, what's up, man? Yelling across the freaking parking lot. Yeah, he saw me, man, like walking and he had a box and I don't know what was in it, but I'm like, yo, big fella, what's up? I look over, man, and he's like, hey, I got some juju bees, dots. I got some, you know, and he had all this like movie theater candy and shit in there. And he's like, you know, trying to hustle me on that shit, man. Was, yo, big fella, what's up? Damn. I got some grapevines, you know, juju bees, dots. Oh, shit. I'm like, man, he's honing in on me because I'm a big dude and he's got.
What did you get? Did you actually get anything from him?
Man,
a milk chuds. Milk duds.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, yeah. Milk duds, juju bees, red vines.
Okay, like, but shit. Did he yodel?
He did yodel.
Did he yodel?
Yes, he did. Can you do yodel yodeling with candy? How would it sound if you met yodeling a guy? With candy.
I feel like, yeah, I should have a mouthful of M&Ms or Skittles, yeah, if I'm going to yodel.
Well, you got hold the on, Pop Rocks. It.
Oh, Pop Rocks. Oh my gosh. Pop Rocks. Oh gosh.
All right.
Here we go.
We got,
oh boy.
Pop Rocks.
Are those THC Pop Rocks?
No.
I was gonna say, Lord, do they make that shit now?
All right. To be truly classy, got the booby lighter.
Oh wow.
All right. Okay.
Here we go.
These are gonna taste good, everybody. She just got a hit call, man. Imagine what these are gonna taste like. These are gonna taste really good. The Pop Rocks. There you go.
Okay.
Get up close to that mic. Get up close to that mic.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's have a little more. Put it up. A little more. A little more. Get up there. Put that mouth on the mic.
We got yodeling, we got gobbling, and we got Pop Rocks all in one time.
Oh, these are not delicious.
Look at Don Joseph's going, wow, she's the THC queen, huh? Yeah, she'll outsmoke her ass. I'll fucking do anything you got. I don't give a shit what you got. You got meth, fucking, you know, Benny's, whatever, Benzos, fucking chill out, do you on anything. THC, you name it. No, I'm just kidding.
Keep it green. That's it.
All
just,
right. Keep it
green.
Just saying.
That's cool, no, of course.
That's probably the smartest thing to do is keep it green.
So, next week, we got a great show next week, guys. We got John O'Hurley.
I
got
to say, Pop Rocks.
Of Pop Rocks. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld, Jay Peterman. Also, he was hosted Family Feud. He's going to be joining us next Sunday night. Awesome. John O'Hurley. You don't want to miss that. Also,
John O'Hurley. Did you know that John O'Hurley is the guy that narrates the dog thing on Thanksgiving? That's the guy that does it.
Oh, does it? I did not know.
That's John O'Hurley. Yes, this is the poodle. He's the voice.
Thanksgiving.
My brother
poodle?
Told me that.
No, you guys Thanksgiving poodle? Is that an American thing?
Yeah, it's a doodle. Thanks. Toodle. It's a toodle instead of a turkey. But he's the dog show that they have on Thanksgiving Day and all that? Yeah, he's the guy that's the voice that you hear in the background.
I did not know that.
There's the Great Pyrenees. Anyway, we'll ask him about it. My brother told me about that.
Okay. So, yeah, so he'll be on the show next Sunday. And then December 26th, we have an all-star lineup. Darren, Deborah, Imogen, Frankie, and I will be here. We're the stars. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
We exist. Let's not oversell it here. We exist. I feel like I need to apologize to Cassie for that yodel because she does this beautiful, underappreciated art form. And like, I got to say, I'm actually a big fan of yodeling. So hearing it done so well, this is awesome. Whatever the hell I just did is an insult to the art form.
So go ahead and apologize then. Don't quit talking about Here it is.
I am sorry you had to hear that.
You're laughing. I don't think she's taking it serious. Really get serious and apologize here.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, if you're laughing, it's not heartfelt. Get really serious.
No, and I didn't feel it.
If you feel like you want to cry while you're telling her, then you can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little too sociopathic for tears.
Anyway, it's all good. I
appreciate the placement of an apology because, seriously, that was a really cool yodel. So I think
apologize and only once. It was good. Actually, I loved your yodeling. You know what?
It was a good one. I really did.
When you put yourself into it, I'm just telling you, nothing like that first thing that you did. Like the chihuahua.
So going back to the all-star lineup, I got about 15 to 20 celebs all on one show. I will release the list here in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss out. It's going to be a 2 to 3 hour show. So be ready because this is going to be a doozy. It's a way we're going to end the year with a bang. Okay. So, oh, there's your pussy.
Sneaking bald around, too. Popping up bald, out of nowhere.
Bald one, too.
Yeah, a bald anyway. One.
Oh, my God.
Nope. And right.
Look at that thing, man. That thing looks like it could kill you.
Right?
Show him the haunted house you made for that thing.
He knows what it... He's very well... He loves his haunted house.
No, show the audience your haunted house. Oh.
Yeah, okay, I can do that.
It's not hers. It's the cat's haunted.
Yeah, the cat's haunted house.
She made this for the cat.
Yeah. So here is. Let's see if y'all can see this. Yeah, so that's the top of his haunted house. It's a three-level palace of sorts.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Love it.
Stilettos.
Yeah.
So Don Joseph doesn't start perving out.
There we go. Yeah, but for real though, those stilettos are what I use on the treadmill. I've got all sorts of social media videos of like working out with heels on.
That's funny. I use those. I put heels on when I work out too. I'm
not kidding. The big difference is that I'm not standing on the corner.
I'm not. I do that up there with my thong on and those stilettos, the pink ones.
And this is why you make way more money with your platform than I do.
Yeah, I'm loaded. All righty.
So thank you, Cassie Joy, for being on our show today. Frankie McDonald, as always, with the weather. Imogen, thank you for filling in for Deb, and she should be back next week. John O'Hurley will be joining us. Darren. For Darren, I am Roger the Wild Child. Okay.
Roger's over here.
There you go.
Over there.
You guys have yourself a great week. We'll see you guys next week on the Roger the Wild Child. So I'm out of here. You guys are too much.
It's paying off now, man. The 20th bong load's freaking kicking in.
Galaga, man. You hit the sweet spot with the Cheeb when Galaga comes into play.
Oh, Galaga, yeah, the asteroid shit. See?
Yeah.
And every human being's dream. You know, smokes weed, plays Galaga. I mean, what more do you want? Jeez.
Right?
Man, that is like hot.
And all right. We'll see you guys next Sunday.
Forget the exercising and the pumps. Now, if you put the pumps on and do Galaga and smoke weed, that's a whole nother
ball. Whole other fan.
Game's over. Roger the Wild Child, I'm out of here. See ya.
Bye.